Our purpose is, this is the title of my message, our purpose is to love each other. Matthew 22, 37 says this. Jesus replied, this is when the Pharisees and Sadducees are giving him a hard time about what's the greatest commandment. And Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So, love God, each other, the community, has become the vision of C3 Fremantle. And God's desire is that we do life together. I know you know that. God loves it when we work together, and I think there's something of the vision of God on our lives, that we work in unison with one another to achieve the vision of the church in unity. Not alone, I meant. So I know that God wants to use each one of us to bring good news to someone else. Who'd like to bring good news to someone else? Is that part of the Christian values? Bring good news to somebody. But you know what? You've got to know too that God has good news for you. God has good news for you. He wants you to have good news inside of you. But he also wants you to know that he loves you, no question. Loves you with all his heart. I can't go over here because the speakers go. But you know, the two greatest commandments, does God ever stop loving us? He never stops. We just find it difficult sometimes to recognize that he loves us. God loves us. Who's already sinned today? I have. Can't remember what, but I'm sure I have. I've done something I shouldn't have done. I know that. Does God still love me? Does God still love you? He loves you. And the more we get that God wants to use us, and yes, he wants us to obey his word and live according to his principles because they are our best life. That's why we have it written on the front doors of the church. Your best life is when we do what God has for our lives rather than other stuff. I have some great friends and some great family. I went out yesterday. I was telling Sandy this morning, because I know he likes boats, I was out in a $250,000 shark cat and with my brother-in-law. Lovely boat. Fantastic. But I must say, I was a bit envious. Who else is envious? But at the same time, I'm not discontented with what God has me doing, because I love to see lives changed. I'd rather be doing the will of God than have a $250,000 boat. But I know I could probably have both as well at some stage, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. But the kind of news, good news I'm talking about, the kind of stuff that God wants in our lives is the transformational kind. Who'd like to be transformed a little bit more by the power of God? Transformational power. And the reason why Jesus made this statement when questioned by the Sadducees about the most important commandment, and they go back to the law of Moses, so the Torah, Genesis 2. Deuteronomy, I think it is. He said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. You're not stuck in the past, nor are you going to be bogged down with what is right and what is not. Like, oh, should they have said that? Should they have done that? But you are going to have the freedom to bring good news through the transforming power of Christ into any situation that you are faced with. And so, when I'm out And when I'm at the gymnasium with one of my friends that's become a good friend there, and I always have something to ask him, like, what was the last thing we had? I know that this week that he is building a new deck for the front of his house, a new, wooden deck that you drill the holes in, because he walked out the front the other day and tripped over and cut all the bottom of his foot completely, you know, and... He goes, I'm fortunate that I'm here. I've got tough feet. If it was one of my kids, it would have been terrible. And so the next time I said, how's your deck? I'm just making conversation. But because of the relationship, I'm believing that God's going to have good news for that man. Doesn't always have to be about God. You can just do life with people. It's okay. And Jesus was quoting to the Pharisees and Sadducees. They were trying to catch him out. But he knew the law as well as anyone and quoted from Deuteronomy 6:5, which is exactly the same scripture. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. And then Jesus adds his own words to the commandment, even higher than the question required. And the question was, which is the greatest commandment? Which is the greatest commandment, church? Which is the greatest commandment? Shout it out, someone. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. The greatest commandment. Jesus says this is the first and foremost commandment. You and I will be caught out unless we have a rich deposit of God in our life. God wants to use us, but sometimes we're just not, there's nothing in there to give to anyone else. And so we must have that deposit in us and be bringers of good news. And the Pharisees and Sadducees were always trying to catch Jesus out. There's people in our world that are always trying to catch us out. Jesus, before this, had told this story about this lady, and they just did a supposed story. So it's like, who's old enough here? Oh, shall I embarrass someone or not? I won't. They're looking at me like this is too much already. And, anyway, this lady, and they were going, well, you know, okay, back in those days, if the husband died, the next brother in line would be the new husband. And they said, well, what happened if that happened 7 times? So this lady's still alive, so Caroline's still alive. And she has, by the end of it, there's the seventh husband. Greg, you've passed away. You're gone. Well, you're long gone. Caroline's had 7 husbands. And they said, well, when she dies and goes to heaven, who's her husband? And Jesus says, you've got it completely wrong. You're not looking at this the right way. For a starter, we don't have that kind of life in heaven. We're spirit. We don't have to worry about husbands and wives. Thank you, Jesus. That doesn't mean we don't look after them right now, does it? But what I'm saying is we don't have those complications anymore. I'm being serious. It's not always a good day. It's the best thing to do, yes, but it's not always good in that sense. The reality is, stuff goes that wrong. Anyway, before I dig a bigger hole, the point was that they missed the point completely. What he was talking about was the power of God to transform and resurrect us into his world. Who likes some more transforming power in their life? We've got to get our mind off focusing off what the world is and what everything about this life in a lot of ways to know what the kingdom life is while we're on this earth, let alone before we get there. Who'd like to run the race with me a bit longer? And to run the race, we've got to have faith in our hearts, otherwise we're not going to have any good news. Now, many of my pastor friends call me the wine man. Now, I don't actually drink that much wine, to be totally honest with you, but I've picked up a few things about wine, so some of my friends call me the wine man, all right? And they ask my advice on stuff about wine. I didn't ask for this title, it's just there. But you know, one thing, when if you come to my place, you normally get a good drop of wine. It's well sourced. You know, where our source is, and if it's in God, you see, depending on what kind of wine you're gonna have from what region depends on how good that wine is going to be. Because there's certain regions that have great wine. So if you're down in Margaret River region, you're probably going to have a Cabernet Sauvignon if you like your red wine, because it's known as the Cab Sav place. But where our source is, so you've got to know your source and you've got to know your supply. If we're going to bring good news to someone and we're going to have a lasting impression on someone's life, there's got to be good news from within that comes from our Lord. He's the source. He's the source. See, there's another part to this, it's not just loving God, it's loving each other. And so to get along, what Jesus is saying is to get along well with one another, it's not just about loving God, because loving God means nothing if we don't have good relationships. And so we've got to have both happening in our lives. You know, I'd like to have some more transforming power in my life, wouldn't you? I'd like to see other people's lives turned around for the goodness of the kingdom of God. I'd like to see more healings in the house of God and outside, wherever I might be. I'd like to have more courage and praise of some people when I'm in the shopping centre or wherever I am. I want to be a transformer person on the inside so that my source of supply is so rich I can be effective for the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever I am. Isn't that what God wants us to be? Now turn the tape off for a sec, Dave, if you can. All good? Half the message gone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbour as yourself. And it depends on the law of the prophets, Jesus said. All these two commands depend the whole of the law of the prophets. And so Jesus is saying that everything depends on these two commandments. The entire plan of the Word of God is to love God and love one another. And the crux of what Jesus is getting at is that these two commandments go hand in hand. As equally important is that we love our neighbour as ourselves. Now, this isn't like putting ourselves entirely into that person's shoes. That means we have to listen. It's like I'm that other person. You see, something else about wines, they can be austere, they can be not pleasant. And then there's those that have a fantastic aftertaste. They hang around in your mouth. And I'd like all of us at C3 Church to not be austere like, well, that didn't leave a good impression. But rather that we have an aftertaste that people want to come back to and back to and back to. So this week, can I ask of us, when we're in conversation, can we just be aware that God may want to do something more? That God may have plans. Let's be open. And let's allow our relationship with God just to bubble inside of us, spend time in prayer, to read our word so that God's alive in us. You know, sometimes it's going to be just one verse I've read that morning and it transforms somebody else. Just talk to somebody about, oh, really? And they have a great day. You see, loving God is invisible, but it comes to expression when you love others. And loving others is the outward manifestation, the visible expression, the practical demonstration, and the visible goal of the whole Word of God. Matthew 7:12, it's actually entitled in many of the Bibles, The Golden Rule. It says this: do for others what you would like them to do for you. This is a summary of all that is taught in the Law and the Prophets. So in other words, in the whole Bible, we could narrow it down if we were to make one statement, is to love others as much as we'd love want them to love us. However you want people to treat you, so treat them. And there's something more that God is saying in Matthew 7, 9 to 11. It says, who would you be if your children asked for bread? Would you give them a stone? Imagine Charlie giving, he says, can I have a loaf of bread? And your dad hands you a stone, puts it on the table. He does that a lot. Yeah, he's a bit of a joker. I can get that. And then it says, I can't remember exactly, but he says, well, Sarah asked me for $10, and I give her a snake. We don't do that, do we? Not even if we're guardians or we look after someone else's kids. We don't do that. Well, how much more does your father want to give you? How much more? How much does God have for you and for me? Does he have an endless... And how much good does he want to do us? So much. It's amazing. So to treat others the way that you would treat someone else, we must allow space in our world for that connection. What I was just incredibly grateful for after the relationship last week with my friend that I've just talked to you about was that Dave had allowed the Holy Spirit to work through that whole year. He'd obviously left a lasting aftertaste. In Revelation 5, there is a picture of the outworking of the two greatest commandments. As it flows right through the whole of the Bible, old and new. And they're opening the scroll to talk about the beginning of the end of time, as we know. They couldn't find anyone worthy. And then Jesus walks into the scene. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Jesus was the one found worthy to open the scroll. He was killed. His blood was shed for the people of every tribe, language, place on earth. He is worthy to receive power, riches, strength, honor, glory. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, they're shouting out. It is Jesus we have as our greatest example of loving his Father. I'm glad I have a loving Father in the Lord. God is just amazing in that sense. Pulls me up when I'm down. And sometimes we have to, when we're down, we have to actually make ourselves go, Lord, I've got to spend some time with you. I've got to get in that place. Otherwise, you can stay down longer than you need to. It might be worship for you. It might be music. Worship, listen to a great Christian music. But let's do everything we possibly can so that the good news we know of God is in us, yeah? So that it can go out from us. See, there is this other wine term called balance. See, my wife's been talking to me about this. It must be because I'm, like you, most of you know, I'm turning 50 this year. And it's like, I don't know if she's thinking I'm getting old or what. So for those of you who are older, over 50, well, I'm with you. A good balanced wine will age gracefully. And as we get older in the Christian faith, we should start to age gracefully. Because, you know, I've got a couple of really good older people in my life. And one of them I don't see very much anymore. But when I see them, they're just full of grace. They're just sweet-spirited. When we love God and we love others and we all make mistakes, but we can be easy to criticize as well. Let's just try and work with what we've got and the people that are around us in church. Whether they're young, old, and, you know, young ones, yeah, us older ones, you know, we're odd. I know you think that. But learn from the experience that we have in life. And us older ones, we should champion the cause of the young. We should be, come on, I'm excited. I love seeing Nick's young anyway. I don't know how old you are, Nick, now, but 13. Playing the drums. I'll champion that. I'll champion young guys getting up here and doing what I can do. I want to see more of that in the house of God. I want to see us together building the house of God. But we're not. It's only going to happen if we're able to love God and love one another. Right? Because like any relationship in families, we have our odd moments, don't we? Well, I speak for my own family then. We have our moments. It's not always that, but you know what? We're still committed to one another and the cause of building the house of God and His kingdom. And if we're going to do anything in our lives, let's be prepared to put everything else aside to continue the cause of Christ in our lives as individuals. Amen. Let's not stray away from the main thing. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? Father God, I love you, Lord. We don't need any musicians, it's all good. Thank you, Father. I thank you that you love us with all our hearts. Lord, we receive of your love today. And I thank you that we can practice loving others as we love ourselves. And I pray we would do that more week in, week out, Lord, as a church. We would practice leaving a great aftertaste. A lasting, lingering flavor that people want to come back to. Lord Jesus, let today be a day of loving you with all our hearts, putting those things in our life that need to be rectified to love you. Lord, I pray that if things have dropped down to lower levels and you're not really anywhere near the top, Lord, I pray that we'd put you back, we'd place you back on top today so that we can be beneficial in loving others and bringing good news. The people of God said, Amen.